Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you all had a great Halloween, eating up that Halloween candy. But we have to start focusing on the holidays now. Like, we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, and most of all, unfortunate children out there. There are so many different events going on. One of the biggies and close and near and dear to many hearts is Toys for Tots going on at Concord Marina. Doug Bridle, who is with me this morning, is the organizer. Actually, he started this down in Florida and you brought it here to Knoxville. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we used to live in Florida. We were fortunate enough to be invited to a Toys for Tots party. Thought it was a great idea. And then when we moved up to Knoxville, we started one in our home, but it got too big. And now we do it at Concord Marina and generate toys for the Marine Reserve Corps Toys for Tots events.
Awesome. So you're a collection site coming up on November 11th?
Yes, we do. We have a Toys for Tots toys drop-off from 11 to 1 o'clock at Concord Marina. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a little bit different because Santa's not going to be the traditional Santa. He's on his way home from the Bahamas and he's dropping in to see us. So he'll be in his Tommy Bahama shirt probably. And it will be a very unique photo opportunity for the parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles who bring their children down. And we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. You know, get your donations out of the way. Bring toys or bicycles.
Yeah, and a lot of people probably don't want to have to buy a bicycle, but a small bicycle, a trike, or just traditional toys. That's your way in. And then the children get an opportunity for a meet and greet with Santa. He'll meet with them. He's got a little gift for them, a candy cane, a coloring book. And then afterwards, as an added bonus, we have a face painter on site, so they get a little traditional kick out of that too.
Oh, this is fun. Family fun event happening at Concord Marina Saturday, November. So weird saying November already.
I know, isn't that awful? Yeah. But we have to get the toys in plenty of time because the Marines have to sort them. The bikes that we do have, they have to assemble them. And then, of course, they have to be able to sort them out and get them to those very, very needy families. That it means that there's toys under the tree for these children that otherwise would not get anything at Christmas. And that's the thing that's important to us.
Yes. And can you imagine with the inflation the way it's been, you know, this past year, I'm sure that they need even more help.
They do. It gets worse every year. Mm-hmm. Every year, the number of people that apply to the Marines for toys increases. As you say, with inflation and their need gets more. And so we just try a little harder to help them out.
Yeah. So if you come, if this is something that you've already done or you continue to do every year, maybe you can bring a friend. So there's another extra toy or another bike.
Absolutely. The more the merrier, because their need gets greater every year. And they've been doing this since 1946. The Marines have.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have such a passion for it, Doug.
Well, I just can't imagine somebody not having a toy under their tree at Christmas. I just can't imagine it. So, yeah, I do.
I know. It kind of makes you sad. Like, I mean, we didn't have a lot of money growing up, but there was always something.
Right.
You know, we didn't have the brand name baby doll, but I had another baby doll.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Marines seem to fill a spot that for children that, for whatever reason, other charities, and good Lord, we need all the charities, but it seems to fit the bill where other charities aren't quite getting there, or that they're missed, or... Anyway, it's a great charity, and I really believe in it, and we do our best for them.
It is, and this is so legit. You know, there are so many different scams and everything out there. This is not one of them. This is so legit. The Marines, you got Santa. You've had the connection with the Marines for several years. Like you said, you just want to make sure that kids aren't forgotten this year because it's so easy. A toy,
Yeah.
A few dollars, yeah. A lunch. Maybe you skip lunch one day.
Yeah, and it just gives us yet another reason to thank the Marines, doesn't it?
So what are you hoping? Are you hoping for just a whole big mound full of toys this year?
Yeah, we've already, we don't even have the event. We've already got 100 bikes stored up, and we've had $7,500 donated, and it's all going to a great cause, and we're hoping for a bigger and better event than last year. So they're bringing a box truck to take everything away, so we're hoping to fill it.
Yeah, so drop by Come see Santa. As Doug had mentioned, Santa is making his way back from the Bahamas.
His annual vacation.
Yes. Before he gets really busy.
Absolutely.
And it'll be a great time for the kids to get to know him, take your photos, and now.
Yeah. And there will be two Marines there in their full dress blues. So there's another photo opportunity. I'm sure they won't mind being photographed with your children. So that's another photo opportunity right there, too.
Oh, yeah. And what about any elves making their way?
There will be two elves on the boat behind Santa with their sack full of toys already. And, yep.
Oh, nice. So tell us about the picture again will be Santa. So it's going to be near the lake. That's why he's
going to be right by the edge of the lake with the boat, with the elves in the boat. And it really will be different from the usual all mall photo opportunity. So parents, get down there. It'll be a great photo to send off to the relatives that can't make it at Christmas, etc.
And knowing that you're teaching the kids, too, about goodwill and charity and sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the coloring book that they'll get with the toy and the candy cane is actually donated by the Marines. And I was looking through it yesterday, and it's a coloring book that really emphasizes child safety, etc. So it's a coloring book with a really good learning aspect to it as well. So
a good message there,
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely.
And Doug, if people can't make it out to Concord Marina, which is in West Knoxville, Lake Loudoun, on Saturday, November 11th from 11 to 1, is there another way they can donate?
Yes, they can. We have toy drop-off boxes at the marina at any time up to November 11th. And also Lakeside Tavern, which I'm sure many people visit and eat there anyway, they have toy drop-off boxes right inside their entranceway.
Very good. It's that simple. Look, you have that amount of time. But Saturday, November 11th, they need that amount of time so the Marines can help assemble those toys, and then that way they can get them to Santa so they can make it under the trees in time for Christmas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to add, Doug?
No, we just love to see you there. It's a great opportunity. It'll be a lot of fun for the kids. And I think the parents get a real enjoyment out of seeing the children enjoy themselves. And we certainly would love to see them.
Again, that is the Toys for Tots and Bikes for Tykes. This event is happening Concord Marina, West Knoxville. I'm repeating on this all again, just in case people just tuned in now. Collecting toys, collecting bikes, get your picture with Tropical Santa. It's going to be lots of fun. Elves out there, the Marines out there as well. And thank you to all you do and these toy collections, because I'm sure you brought joy to countless families over the years, Doug.
We hope so. And thank you, B97.5, for your support. It means a lot to us. Thank you very much.
Anything for the kids, right?
Absolutely.